Good morning. We're watching a warm front make an approach early this morning from the south. Ahead of the front, a lot of clouds and scattered showers, enough to wet the ground across the region, with temperatures mainly in the 60s to around 70. With the front, slow approach and passing through on its way into southern Canada, we'll have a lot of clouds around today. Eventually, some breaks of hazy sunshine, especially after that front passes through. This will allow temperatures to warm through the 70s and into the 80s by mid to late afternoon. Also behind the front, a stronger southerly breeze will develop, and that'll increase the humidity. And this environment will become ripe for thunderstorm development the second half of the day today and through the evening. In fact, with that heat and humidity and some jet stream energy moving in from the west, some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds and hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. As we get deeper into the evening, the storms will tend to wind down as a cool front passes through from the west. Overnight tonight, we'll start a drying trend with areas of fog developing and lows in the 60s to around 70. This will set us up for a quieter day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will bring the humidity back down again as temperatures reach the lower to mid-80s. A weak disturbance will make an approach on Thursday, and we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. More summer-like warmth and humidity will start to build back in on Friday and Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s, and this will lead to a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, which will last into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in addition to the potentially severe storms from New England back into the Ohio Valley, flood watches and warnings remain in effect for a large part of eastern and southern Texas, including San Antonio and Houston. Deep tropical moisture is in place and continues to move in off the Gulf of Mexico. Another 3 to 5 inches of rain is likely in these areas, which will produce localized flooding again today. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a large area of cloudiness and thunderstorms located about 450 miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands, which are associated with a tropical wave. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development, and a tropical depression is likely to form during the next few days while the system moves west-northwestward to northwestward toward the central tropical Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, 75 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 66, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 90s. Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 75, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.98 inches for the month, which is 1.17 inches above normal, and 22.49 inches for the year, which is 2.01 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 162, and 665 for the season, which is 200 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 95, set in 1959, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with some morning showers, followed by breaks of sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms later today with highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, hazy with showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with some morning showers followed by breaks of sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid with scattered showers and storms today, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity, lower to mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday with increasing humidity, mid to upper 80s. And a few more scattered showers and storms Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.